Joining us now, the host of Fox Across America, comedian Jimmy Failla is here. Always fun, Jimmy, to have you in. Thanks for being with me this morning. Hope you're doing well.
I like that music bed. That was very sly, JT. It was very sly, very subtle reference, I believe, to Del Rio, Texas. Is that true?
That is correct. David, our producer, rocking and rolling, always picking great bumper music as we come back. And
nailed it.
You are correct, sir. You are.
do I win the prize pack?
So
I
you do.
I wanted to piggyback off of the reference because I'm sure you saw Psaki saying to Peter Ducey yesterday.
Oh, yes.
That there's no vaccine requirement for illegal migrants because they don't plan on staying. So what's going on here? Are we to believe these people walked 1,000 miles because they need the steps on their Fitbit? Like, there's no world where that's an acceptable answer. Like, yeah, they don't plan on staying. Oh, they just, what happened? They couldn't get a flight to Disney, so they walked. It's absurd. But this is what we're dealing with, man. These people, they're in over their heads. It's like we make fun of them and, you know, we get mad at them. But there's also this scary reality that we have incompetent people running things who they're not used to the blitz. What I mean by that is the press has been so supportive of this administration, but they're at that inflection point now where the administration doesn't, the press anyway, they don't have an election to win. Like, they will come to Jesus when the midterms roll around, and they'll shill for every Democrat on TV. But in the meantime, the press does want to have a little bit of dignity. So they're throwing the challenge flag here and there on things like the border in Afghanistan. And Biden is starting to understand the transactional nature of the press. It's the same thing, you know, dopey Andrew Cuomo went through. You know, they propped him up, but once the election was over, they annihilated the guy, right?
At some point, the media can only stomach so much, even the liberal media. And you're right. If they don't show some dignity and bring out some reality, and it's so bizarre to me that now the administration is kind of reacting to the media leading the cause here. You know, Biden's so clueless and Psaki's such a spin disaster, not a master. It's so incredibly overwhelmingly lack of common sense for what they're doing. And you look at these, what is it, like over 14,000 these people down there, from most of them from Haiti, that are under this bridge there in Del Rio, and now they've had to send in over 600 more Homeland Security personnel to deal with this. You got people on horseback working with the Border Patrol, literally chasing people back across the border. We're sending people back on airplanes, and this was under control when Trump was in office, and now it is getting worse and worse and worse. And you talk about a humanitarian disaster. This is on Biden's hands.
Totally. I mean, not to worry, though. Kamala is going to do a root study on the cause of bridges. She's going to figure out who designed bridges.
Our immigration czar, Kamala Harris. Yeah. Where's she been?
It's funny. We're actually running a bit on my show for a children's book called Where's Kamala, where the kids have to try to pick Kamala out of a crowd. But she's never there. You know, she's not in the Where's Waldo red and white sweater. I mean, yeah, that's a dereliction of duty on her part. You know, internally, what's going on for real is Biden hates her. For real. He does. He hates her. If you remember during the election, she called him a racist over segregated busing support in the 70s. She said she believed a sexual assault accuser. And maybe he thought he needed her to win, so he picked her. But he has since saddled her with unwinnable battles, like the border. Like, you know, the voter, you know, H.R. 1, the ridiculous Voter Act. And I think she is defiantly just not doing anything. Like, it seems like there's a weird standoff because she's never around. I mean, we know why he's not around. They really don't want him out there. You know, they're trying to limit his touches. But that's what Joe Biden is, JT. He's like, as a president, everybody has an elderly relative with dietary restrictions. And you go out to dinner with them, and they're like, I'll have the lasagna. But then somebody has to grab the waiter and be like, you can't have cheese. Bring him the chicken. That's Joe Biden. You know, when he was running for president, he's like, I'll have the moderation. And then Pelosi grabbed the waiter, and he's like, you can't have the moderation. Bring him the socialism. And that's kind of where we are. And it's crashing every aspect of our society, man.
Well, you're right about that. And not to mention the Afghanistan situation here. Well, nobody really knows how many Americans are still trying to get out of there, in hiding over there, waiting on a way to sneak around the back alleys to get to the airport. And, oh, I'm here. Now what? There's no planes. What are we going to do here? So
I know. So let's think about this. Okay. The administration tells us what? That they, you know, it's in the low hundreds trapped behind enemy lines. But administrations never tend to give you the real number when you ask them how many hostages they've stranded. You dig?
Right.
It's like when you're on a first date with somebody and you ask them how many people they've slept with, you don't tend to get an authentic number. And here's a newsflash, fellas. Don't ever ask the woman if the ones you paid for count. It's the wrong answer.
Wow. Wow.
It's the wrong answer.
Good morning. Let me get some coffee on that one, Jimmy.
I love you, man.
Always a pleasure to chat with you, and you're so spot on this whole situation down there at the border. I mean, they're literally making shelters out of the bamboo weeds around that bridge down there to stay out of the heat. I mean, it's incredibly insane. And once again, yes, the immigration czar, Kamala Harris, nowhere to be found. Thank you, Joe Biden. All right, Jimmy, we'll see you soon. The host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Fallon.